We are here to explore how history, shadows, and unexplained noises have invaded our nightmares and inspired our storytelling. Welcome to Ghost Ridden.
Hola, Hannah, chica.
So where are you going with that? Were you going to say my middle name? Like, what? Where were you having that?
Almost. Did you see me start to form the letter with my mouth?
I was like, what is happening?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the pod.
The pod. The only pod.
We don't need to say the name. You know. You already fucking know. Okay. A few quick updates. Hannah's still pregnant as shit.
Just getting more pregnant daily.
I'm still gay as shit. Getting more gay every day.
I don't know if that's possible, quite honestly.
You're pretty gay. Mean Girls said it best. The limit does not exist. Okay.
You say so.
Lord. So I was gonna mention this earlier in our little pre-podcast powwow. That's what we call it for now. Okay. But I was like, you know what? I should wait for the podcast. I watched the new Predator movie.
Oh, I was gonna fucking mention it.
Did you guys watch it? Yeah, yes. It was really good.
It's definitely the best since like the original first two.
Oh, absolutely agree. Honestly, I kind of liked the one I liked Predators, the one with Adrian Brody. That one was decent.
I just like to look at Adrian Brody, so.
Not me. He kind of makes me think of a rat.
He's not my usual type. For some reason, those like tall, lanky dudes with like kind of shitty dark hair and big noses, like
a big schnauz.
Yeah, does it for me for some reason. Not a big fan of skinny dudes. Same. Big fan of Adrian Brody.
I mean, that's cool. Hey. Also got caught up on what we do in the shadows. I think I mentioned it last week, but
Jamesy's new episode comes out tonight. It doesn't go up on Hulu till tomorrow, though. I'm loving you some Guillermo.
Still in love with Harvey Keehan. I follow him on Instagram and he posts.
Oh, he's so cute.
He posts all the time.
Yeah, he does.
And he just put up a picture today with like a bunch of famous people.
He's so wholesome.
Yeah, he is like rubbing elbows with all the cool famous people. And did you know that he was just recently in a Batman thing?
No.
He did the voice for Nightwing.
For what? Is the new game?
No, it was a new animated movie or a show. Oh. I think it might have been a Batgirl animated series.
It seems like an odd choice for Nightwing.
Okay. I know, but
is it like young Nightwing? Like no, because he's Nightwing.
Hold on. Let me look it up. What's his name?
Curious.
Harvey. What's his name? I love him. What's his name?
You just said it.
I know. I'm making fun of myself. One of the suggestions is Harvey Guillen boyfriend. Do not tell me.
This isn't the podcast where Brandon's heart breaks.
your laugh just glitched out. It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard. He debuts as Nightwing in the trailer for Harley Quinn season 3.
I haven't seen season 1, but I'm all about some Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. Good for her. Yeah, you go, girl. Yeah.
That's been a thing in the comics for a long time, too. Yep. Also, She-Hulk. I get that it's not horror, guys, but
I haven't started it.
It's great. It's great.
Is it good? I've seen a lot of shit posting.
Yeah, because comic book nerds are a bunch of incel losers.
It's true. It's very true. There's been a lot of shit posting about Prey too.
Yeah, there always is when there's a female protagonist.
Don't you love it? And they're like, she's not strong enough. And somebody's like, you dumbass. Like, strength was the main issue in all of the Predator movies. Right.
Like, did you watch the movie at all? Like, she, yeah.
That was the issue for all, like, every single movie, the main protagonist, the issue was strength and thinking that they could use it.
Yeah, and then they all ended up having to outsmart him. That's the whole point. That's like,
now we have a chick who knows she has to outsmart everybody. And she did great. And there were lots of native.
That movie has actors. A Comanche dub.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. If you watch Shorzy, Sanguinette is in it. Yeah. Have you seen Shorzy yet?
No.
Oh my God, you dirty bitch. What I need you to start it. It's a Letterkenny offshoot.
I've never even seen Letterkenny.
What is wrong with you?
It's just not.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts. Don't even watch Letterkenny. Even if you don't like the goofy cold opens for Letterkenny, watch Shorzy.
It's not even that.
It's a little easier.
I think it's just one of those things where, like, it was hyped up by so many people as, like, the next. Oh, you have to watch this. It's so funny that I don't even want to watch hilarious. It. I did the same thing with Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah, I can't do. Except for Bubbles. He's adorable.
See, that's what I'm saying. And especially within our friend group, they all love it. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, nobody said shit about Shorzy except for me. And I need you to not even watch Letterkenny and watch Shorzy. You don't need it. There's a couple of references to Letterkenny, but you don't have to have it. And it's fucking hilarious.
Can I just say, I feel like, back to what we do in the shadows, I feel like Nadja is your spirit animal.
God, I love that one.
Like, I love her so much.
She's fantastic.
She's the best. And apparently,
I feel like if I were a vampire, I'd probably be
I've watched something about her. Or someone talking about the actress. It might have been Harvey Guillen. You know, I might have been watching some interviews or something. Mm-hmm. But someone was saying that's how she is in real life, like the actress.
I told you I watched that like flower arranging show because
that's it. You told me.
Yeah, and it's just her. Like, it's the same fucking thing. Like,
she's the best.
Not as extreme, of course.
But I love hearing her cuss like in that fucking her. Accent.
God, she's so funny.
She's like, you little shits.
Get out of my way. Like, I hate dolls, but I would totally take a Nadja doll.
I love, too, that, like, I love it when shows do things that are obviously ridiculous, and you got to have that suspension of disbelief, because in the world of that show, it's kind of like the whole Superman thing. Like, are we really supposed to believe that people don't know that Clark Kent is Superman because he puts fucking glasses on? It's that kind of thing. And I love how, like, they all just act like the doll was identical to her, even though it's clearly a doll.
Yeah.
Like, there was a part in one of the episodes of this season where I think someone was, like, saying they couldn't tell them apart. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so ridiculous.
The doll was one of the best additions.
I loved it. Okay. This most recent episode, I did love it because he finally came out.
Yeah. It was cute. Everybody's like,
they were like, okay.
Yeah, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, those are the coming out stories that I love, though. Like, the ones just people post online where they're like, this is me coming out to my mom. And she's like, okay.
It doesn't always have to be traumatic, you know. There can be stories where it's just chill.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You just froze for me, so hopefully I wasn't frozen for you too.
You were.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. My internet is unstable, people.
Normally I would say let's start over, or I'm gonna cut it out, but I'm gonna leave everything in as it is.
That's fine.
At least for the video. I might cut up the audio, because then people can't see what's happening, and they'll just be like, did this bitch just like get sucked just back into the matrix? Well, whenever it cuts out on you, it's like you go like,
This is the quality that you can expect from Ghost Written.
Listen, it's what you love. It's what you come back to.
The co-hosts live two buildings away from each other and still use Zoom to record.
Listen, don't judge us unless you have your own fucking podcast. And then even then, we don't want to fucking hear it. Okay. So what I have today, I was looking up some stories from our neighbor state, Tennessee.
Let's say which one.
And I had stumbled upon one in particular that I thought was interesting, but it was a pretty straight to the point story. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of guesswork. There wasn't a whole lot of more details. So
not a lot of foreplay.
Yeah. But it was also more in the realm of an urban legend. So today, instead of just doing that one, I'm going to do seven different urban legends from Tennessee. They're pretty short and sweet, and one you won't know. So
we love urban legends.
So let's get right into it. And actually, the first one I'm going to talk about is the one I was going to do the story on, and I think you'll see why. So this one is a bathroom bullies. Jamestown, Tennessee has an eerie tale about Pine Haven School, a local abandoned building that houses a ghost. Years ago, also, this is from Only in Your State. We love you. We love Only in Your State.
We do. We really do. They're fantastic.
Years ago, a young boy was alone in the bathroom before class when he was confronted by the school bully. While he was washing his hands, he was shoved into the mirror, breaking it on impact and cracking his head open on the sink as he fell. Terrified of getting in trouble, the bully pulled up the floorboards and shoved the body under the school to rot.
Like you do.
With no one living roaming the halls any longer, you're more than welcome to wander into the bathroom at the end of the hall. Legend has it, if you look in the mirror, you will see the dead boy behind you.
Oh, no. Shit, a long list of shit I'm not okay with.
But you can see why, like, I was reading this and I was like, ooh, this is giving me Rawhead Bloody Bone vibes.
Yeah.
But it was so short that I was like, I cannot make this into a whole fucking episode.
I think I have a friend that's from Jamestown.
Jamestown?
Yeah. I think she's from Jamestown. I'll have to ask her. And she's going to be like, no, you're dumb.
Well, you know, right across from, well, not right across from, but if you take the parkway through where I grew up, mm-hmm. it eventually takes you to Jellicoe, which is right there on the on the border, and then you'll eventually end up in Morristown. So maybe they're from Morristown.
Maybe.
The next one you guys will recognize if you've been listening for a long time. If not, this is just a little appetizer, and you can go back and listen to the episode that we did. The Bell Witch legend is one of the most prominent stories of Tennessee.
Go way back.
Yeah. In the early 19th century, John Bell and his family were haunted by a malignant spirit, also known as a poltergeist. Supposedly, the haunting got so awful that it took John Bell's life and continues to haunt and cast a pall over northern Tennessee.
That was over 2 years ago that we did that.
Isn't that insane? That was such a good one, though.
The most committed we've ever been to anything.
Well, other than my marriage, yeah. But yeah, that's just a little tidbit. And I'm sure that if you guys are into paranormal stuff, you've heard of the Bell Witch. But if not, go back and listen to that episode.
It's like episode 3.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun doing that one too.
It was. And every time, like, I'm doing research, I run upon Bell Witch again. It's like, Bell Witch? Oh, damn it, we already did that. Fuck, yeah. So good.
And I'm so tempted sometimes, especially with stuff like that, to like just talk about it again. Yeah. To just be like, you know, we already did an episode on this, but
We should just start redoing our episode with all new research.
Part two. We'll just call it part two.
It's literally just us talking about all the same things, but when 2 years later.
With a new perspective.
With a new perspective.
And less fucks to give.
It's true.
The next urban legend is Old Green Eyes. Chickamauga Battlefield is a place of fascination where many men lost their lives and others wandered into the rest of theirs changed and forever broken. Old Green Eyes was a Confederate soldier whose head was the only part of his body found after the dust settled. If you walk the fields at night, it is said that you can see a pair of glowing green eyes following you.
Gross.
That is such a... Listen... One of my favorite things about urban legends and folklore and things like that, especially in Appalachia, is the names we give them.
Old Green Eyes.
Old Green Eyes.
Very specific.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. It reminds me of being a kid and like sitting around a literal fire and somebody telling in like a really thick accent about Old Green Eyes.
See, that's just fucking old gods of Appalachia right there. You guys want some really Appalachian vernacular and like some really good Appalachian storytelling? Please go listen to Old Gods of Appalachia.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are if you're listening to us, but if not, holy crap.
Here's the thing.
Delightful.
If you're not from Appalachia, it can be kind of jarring to hear some of the colloquialisms. But it's fairly accurate. It's fairly accurate. I will say there's been certain episodes I've listened to where I can tell they're putting on heavy and it sounds forced.
But some places are really just like that.
No, and I get that. And that's why I try to keep an open mind about it because I'm only from one part of Appalachia. But it will give you a good impression without seeming disingenuous. Yeah. I don't think it's like fake. I just think that sometimes they're putting on.
The people are actually from Appalachia. This main storyteller is from Appalachia.
Yeah. And you can tell by the way he says stuff. I just think sometimes he's being given a script that wasn't necessarily written by someone from Appalachia. So, yeah.
So good though.
And we've endorsed that. I'm sure they don't even know we exist, but we've told y'all about Old Gods of Appalachia several times. It's really good. Check it out. I actually need to pick it up again. Last time I listened to it, I was in a really dark mental place and I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, we were trying to listen to it during like the height of COVID and I could not do anything.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those.
It's a lot, but it's so good.
Yeah, definitely check it out if you're wanting some creepy shit. The next urban legend is Skinned Tom. Young Tom found himself wooing the wrong woman in the mid-1920s and paid the ultimate price. He took a young lady out on a date to Lover's Lane in the Tennessee countryside, while unbeknownst to him, she was actually married. Her husband tracked him down and murdered the woman before dragging Tom from the vehicle and skinning him alive. And then what left him alive? Tom is said to still hang around Lover's Lane, dripping with blood and carrying a knife to punish all those who play games with adultery. That seems a little judgy.
It does. Also, you weren't playing games. You didn't fucking know.
Right.
That's...
I always kind of am hesitant to talk about stories that are cautionary tales that have like morality attached to them, unless it's like very obvious, you know, like don't kill people.
There's a lot of those though, especially in the South,
for sure.
It's old Baptist, gotta put morality on everything.
Yikes.
horror story.
The next one is the Signal Man. You may have heard of the Headless Train Conductor before, but Chapel Hill is known for its ghostly lights that run along the town railroad tracks and a headless conductor that wanders them endlessly, forever trying to signal a train that will never come. Mm-hmm. that's all for that one. That one.
I love train ghost stories though. Like, fucking love them.
You know what I find fascinating? I can't remember which one it was. I don't think it's the Night Stalker. But one of those infamous serial killers, it was a train serial killer. Like, he would ride trains illegally from state to state, and then wherever he stopped, he would kill people. And the way they figured out that he was doing that is because it was always near the train tracks.
What? Who is that? That's
yeah, it's really familiar, right? But that happened in Lexington, and the person survived. So
yeah,
super interesting.
Really sorry if you all can hear screaming in the background. My husband is playing game for Grand Theft Auto.
I haven't heard it at all.
Okay, I was gonna say,
is he screaming at the game?
No,
it's the prostitutes he's murdering. Oh man. Okay.
In the game, guys. You've all done it. Don't even act like you're better.
The next one is the White Screamer. That was my nickname in high school. You're welcome.
Kill me with Canada Dry. Keep it up.
In White Bluff, Tennessee. Oh, hold on a second. I'm getting real mucusy for some reason.
Ew, God, you all should definitely get Patreon just to see Brandon fucking snarf his mucus.
Hush, don't tell them. Don't describe that. It needed to.
Why is that like solid Patreon content right there?
Yeah, guys, if you want to see me be gross as hell. In White Bluff, Tennessee, you'll find the locals whispering about the White Screamer. Some claim to have seen the hulking white creature, while others merely lock their deadbolts at night. Legend has it that an old couple lived in the woods and hid their terrifyingly ugly child in the basement. Rude. When it grew old enough, it escaped, killing the parents and streaking into the woods, only able to scream with abandon in the chill of the night. Supposedly, pets and cattle have fallen prey to the White Screamer.
By streaking, do they mean like naked?
I took it as like,
or running fast,
running really quickly.
Okay.
But it
now that, I have the song "The Streak" stuck in my head. That You're all is welcome.
Very, very reminiscent to me of the Jersey Devil.
Mm-hmm. Don't lock your ugly children in your basement, guys. Yeah. You get urban legends out of that shit.
Yeah, just don't be shitty to your kids. I mean,
right?
The Jersey Devil, Rawhead and Bloody Bones, the White Screamer. Like, y'all, have you not learned your lesson yet?
Talk about cautionary tales. Don't be shitty to your children.
Exactly, because they will kill you.
Turns out you don't own your children. Surprise.
So the last urban legend I have from Tennessee is called Blood Money. Leave a couple dollars on the grave of Sadie Baker and you will just appease the witch. Or you may just appease the witch. Concord Cemetery is the final resting place of Baker, who was buried alive by her community in the 19th century for witchcraft. Don't go walking in the graveyard at night because the locals swear they see her wandering among the tombstones.
I feel like Sadie is a very witch name, and there are lots of witches named Sadie or women that have been accused of things. Sadie Baker is a hell of a name.
Yeah,
think about that Tennessee accent. Sadie Baker.
You know,
this is shit.
I hesitate to mention this, but for me, the name Baker is tied to a tragic event. I had a distant cousin who was murdered in elementary school.
Jesus. And
his last name was Baker. But that's what that connotation holds for me. Yes. Yeah, we can talk about it a different time, maybe, if people are interested.
Cool story, bro.
But no, it was a big thing, and there's a whole it's not Unsolved Mysteries or Cold Case, but it's one of those types of shows that mm-hmm. they did about it. It was his stepmom that killed him, and a friend of hers, and like his murder is partially responsible for like how strict they are nowadays for like who can sign you out of school, and like it has to be an approved person on a list and blah blah blah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty wild. A way to finish up an episode, Brandon.
Pretty heavy. Pretty heavy. But
Jesus.
It's not funny, but it's yeah.
It's fucked up. It's just funny that you finished up with a such fucked up story.
Yeah. Well, don't fuck with your kids.
Right. Goddamn people.
Yeah. But that's Urban Legends of Tennessee. And honestly, like for those of you that that might be listening and aren't from the South or like haven't visited the South very much, but to me, Tennessee is one of those places that still feels really wild, you know, like it still feels like obviously there's lots of parts of Kentucky that are still very rural, mm-hmm. but I don't know if it's because I'm from here or what, but like I just feel like maybe because of the Smoky Mountains or something, like Tennessee just feels like, I don't know.
I just like, kind of feel like wherever you go, we went to a wedding in Tennessee, all of us, and driving home, like we took some back roads and I was like, what the fuck are we at?
Yeah. And
were you in that car line of cars coming up taking back roads?
Maybe
I was in the front.
Maybe, you know, maybe people that aren't from here would feel the same way about coming to Kentucky, but I don't know. It's just one of those things where I've always kind of felt like Tennessee is more like it's more like a still kind of a frontier place. Kind of like Alaska. You know, they said about Alaska, like so much of Alaska is uninhabited and like uninhabitable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's somebody inhabiting those parts of Tennessee.
Yeah, that's true. And people live there for a long time. But, you know, I think it might have to do with my, like my imagination, like being a kid, like Tennessee was always like across the mountains, you know.
Gatlinburg's the place to go when you're from Kentucky. You need a vacation? Gatlinburg
or Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. But go to Gatlinburg. Enjoy their like strip of really shitty shops.
Go to Dixie Stampede.
Yeah. And the Titanic Museum. Guys, there's a Titanic Museum in Gatlinburg, yeah. Tennessee, and it's great.
Ripley's, believe it or not, is down there, right? Mm-hmm. Or is that in Nashville?
No, there's a Ripley's in Gatlinburg. Oh. There's also a Ripley's Aquarium at Gatlinburg.
Nice. Or is that
Pigeon Forge? This is Gatlinburg.
Same thing. Anyway, we're talking about Tennessee, so you're welcome, Tennessee. But yeah, Urban Legends. I liked them a lot. I thought they were interesting. You know, maybe we'll take Wampus Cast on there sometime. And
we haven't talked about Wampus Cast in so long.
Listen, I never forget.
Fuck. Wampus Cast, never forget.
Did I go last time or did you for the... Okay.
Because I fucked it up and you made fun of me.
Oh yeah, because you forgot about Patreon. You got it in there this time, by God. All right, guys. So the way we always cap off the episodes is if you would like to send us, messages saying hi or telling us your personal stories, or maybe you have an experience with one of the places we've talked about.
Wampus Cat.
Yeah, maybe you've seen or heard the Wampus Cat. That would make my day if you had and you told us that. But if you want to interact with us in whatever, you know, capacity you want, you can reach us at our email. That's ghostwrittenpodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at ghostwrittenpod. We also have some paid bonus content over on Patreon. It's real cheap.
You want to watch Brandon gag on his own spit?
That's a shining endorsement if I ever heard one.
There's also a few episodes of Brandon in like tank tops. So
hey, there's that too, you know, if you're thirsty. But there's yeah,
Brandon,
if you want to see, if you listen, Hannah wears this cute little Wednesday Addams dress like every other episode. And if you really
wear it to work,
listen, I'm not talking shit. I was going to say, like, you need to see it. So that's reason alone to subscribe. But yeah, you can see our beautiful faces and you can see all the weird fucking things we do when there's like dead air. And there's a couple different tiers over there. You can subscribe for as little as $2, I think, right? $2. $3.
Yeah.
Listen,
if you guys, really want to start a drinking game, you can watch the episodes and drink every time Brandon mutes his mic to burp.
Oh my God. You just fucking called me out. What a bitch.
Try to get us more patrons, okay?
She ain't lying, though. I be burping a lot. But yeah, check us out on there. We also have some stuff, like we have recordings of every episode, but we also have some bonus content that isn't necessarily restricted to the South, American South. We got some cool stuff on there about haunted forests and haunted hotels and cryptids, and there's all kinds of cool shit. So check us on there if you can, if you're able to support us, that's great. If not, you can help us out in other ways. Leave us comments or likes or follows or whatever on our respective social media platforms or whatever podcast platform you listen to. And yeah, don't be a dick. That's about it.
Don't be a dick to your kids.
Yeah, don't be a dick to your kids. Don't be a dick to us. Just don't be a dick. Spooky noises. Ooh, you dick.